Welcome into the first day of our Locked On Top 50 Most Valuable NBA Players list. I'm your host, Kainani Stevens. This is not just your normal MVP conversation. This list was built in conjunction with our partners at BetOnline, and it ranks players based on how much they influence the line of a game. So how much does your favorite player really affect the spread? We have the top 50 in the NBA for you over the course of the next week, so make sure you subscribe to Locked On NBA wherever you get your podcast. We have broken it all down with our Locked On hosts who cover these teams every single day. We are going to start out with number 50. The player on our list found a new team at the trade deadline last season, and he hopes a change of scenery can help him take a big jump in his third season. Number 50 in the BetOnline list is Tyrese Haliburton.
Tyrese Haliburton is perfectly rated as the 50th player in the BetOnline Top 50 NBA Players list. I'm Tony East from the Locked On Pacers podcast, here to tell you why Haliburton is going to turn heads this year. Tyrese Haliburton might be young and unproven, but he's on the path to being an all-star pretty soon. He's the only player ever to average 15 points, 8 assists, and shoot 40% from deep in one of their first two seasons. Only 7 times in NBA history has a player averaged 13 points, 5 assists, and shot 40% from deep in one of their first two seasons. Haliburton did it twice. The other guys, Mark Price, a multi-time all-star, Steve Smith, an all-star and NBA champion, Doc Rivers, an ex-all-star and a Hall of Famer, and Steph Curry, who did it twice, as did Haliburton. The Pacers need Haliburton on the floor. Their offense is roughly 7 points per 100 possessions better with him out there. He's supremely talented on offense, and he's just outside the All-Star conversation right now. But he'll be in there very soon as one of the most impactful offensive players in the game.
We're staying young with the next player on BetOnline's list, the number 4 pick in last season's draft, impressed enough to earn Rookie of the Year honors, and the number 49 spot on our list as well, Scottie Barnes of the Toronto Raptors.
Barnes's ranking makes sense, but that of his peers, not so much. Sean Woodley here from Locked On Raptors to talk about Scottie Barnes, the 49th ranked player on this year's BetOnline Top 50 list, which is a totally fine ranking for a guy who is going into just his second season, who has plenty of room to grow, and will surely skyrocket up these ranks in years to come. Scottie Barnes can wait. Apparently not the case for Evan Mobley, who came second to Barnes in the Rookie of the Year race, and Cade Cunningham, who came third, who are ranked 25th and 38th respectively. You want to argue all three of these guys are top 50 players? No arguments here. They're all awesome. But to have this wide a gulf seems a little insane to me. These three should probably be in the 40s as guys who have plenty of room to grow going into just their sophomore campaigns. To have this much of a difference and 24 spots between Barnes and Mobley is frankly bananas. We don't got to hand out top 25 spots like they're Costco free samples here. Barnes, Mobley, and Cade will have their time. It shouldn't be right now.
Number 48 is a seasoned vet getting ready for his 9th season with the same team. He's earned a reputation as being a menace on the court. He's bothered enough players to earn himself the Defensive Player of the Year last season. Number 48 is Marcus Smart of the Boston Celtics.
Hey, Marcus Smart makes the list. That's pretty good. I'm John Corrales of the Locked On Celtics podcast. And at 48, I'm a little surprised to see Marcus on the list, but very happy that the Defensive Player of the Year is getting recognized for his overall impact. I think Marcus Smart is a pretty good point guard. So, yeah, we all know the defense. We all know how good he can be there. And, yes, he gets the entire defense set. He's always calling things out. He is setting the plays. It's usually the bigs who are setting plays and directing traffic. But Marcus Smart is so good, he can do it from the point. But on offense, I like Marcus Smart, the point guard. I understand the shots that he takes can be sometimes infuriating, but Marcus, the point guard, the distributor, the guy who throws perfect alley-oops to Robert Williams, sometimes out of nowhere, I think that is extraordinarily valuable. The Celtics, we know, are Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown driven. But Marcus Smart at 48, it recognizes the guy who can be the heart and soul of this team.
After missing more than 2 full seasons to injury, number 47 on our list returned to the floor to rejoin his fellow Splash Brothers and help the Warriors get back into championship form, Klay Thompson of the Golden State Warriors.
Klay Thompson is number 47 on the BetOnline Top 50 NBA Players list, and in just a moment, I'm going to explain why he should be ranked much higher. I'm Cyrus Otsis from Locked On Warriors. You can follow me on Twitter at DogSurfRocho. After missing 2.5 years because of brutal injuries to his Achilles tendon and ACL in his knee, Klay Thompson made what is clearly a triumphant comeback last year. In the regular season, playing in 32 regular season games, he averaged 20.4 points per game. And in the playoffs, where the competition is much stiffer, he still averaged 19 points per game. Not bad for a player who, again, missed 2.5 years. But it wasn't until the middle of the NBA Finals where he finally regained his defensive form, which is a part of his game he's always been underrated for. Expect the 32-year-old to shoot much better next year and play much better defense next year and find himself deserving of being ranked much higher than number 47.
Locked On's top 50 most valuable NBA players list is brought to you by BetOnline, the number one spot for all of your online sports gambling needs. Whether it's football, professional, or college, MLB playoffs are starting up, and the NBA is going to be returning as we talk through it on our list. Head over to betonline.net to get your bets in. BetOnline, it's where the game starts. The number 46 player moving the lines at BetOnline made his first All-Star game last season, and he topped 20 points per game for the first time in his career. Once a bench player on a title team, and now he's leading that team, the Toronto Raptors' Fred VanVleet.
The injury bug burns VanVleet again. Sean Wilde here from Locked On Raptors to tell you why Fred VanVleet's 46th place rank on this year's BetOnline Top 50 list is maybe not super representative of the player VanVleet is at his peak, although I can understand considering the way injuries ruined the back part of his year. You remember, though, the first 50 games or so, Fred VanVleet was awesome. He was the best Raptor for their first couple months as Pascal Siakam worked his way back from injury, and he was one of the most impactful players in the league when it came to on-off point differential. The Raptors were 13.7 points better with VanVleet on the floor than off per 100 possessions before the All-Star break last year. He was awesome. His season got derailed by injury, and that's a problem. And it also might be why 46th is actually kind of right for VanVleet for this season, as the Raptors surely look to move him into a bit more of a secondary role with Scottie Barnes jumping up the ladder of responsibility. VanVleet's very good, but if he's the third or fourth best player on the Raptors and around 46th in the league, that's not so bad for the Raptors as they move forward with their big vision of Scottie Barnes and Pascal Siakam at the helm.
While VanVleet made his first All-Star game last season, number 45 on our list returned to the All-Star weekend for the first time since 2018 last year. Still one of the most energetic players in the NBA, and he always has something to say and let you know about it. The Golden State Warriors' Draymond Green.
Draymond Green is number 45 on the BetOnline Top 50 NBA players list. And in just a moment, I'm going to explain why he should be ranked much higher. I'm Cyrus Sotsis from Locked On Warriors. You can follow me on Twitter at DocSurfRocho. DeAndre Ayton, Jaren Jackson Jr., DeMantis Sabonis, De'Aaron Fox, and Rudy Gobert are just some of the names listed higher on the list who should not be ahead of Draymond Green, a four-time world champion, a former defensive player of the year. Really a unique player between his incredible defense, one of the in the top three of all-time defensive players in the history of the NBA. He plays the point guard position. He can defend all five positions. And this offseason, he's working on his offensive game. Expect great things from Draymond Green of the Golden State Warriors.
We have another Warrior coming in at number 44. This one winning his first title with Golden State last season. He also made his first All-Star game and started for the West, Andrew Wiggins.
Andrew Wiggins is number 44 on the BetOnline Top 50 NBA players list. And in just a moment, I'm going to explain why he should be ranked much higher than that. I'm Cyrus Sotsis from Locked On Warriors. You can follow me on Twitter at DogSurfRocho. Andrew Wiggins was a starter last year for the Western Conference All-Star team. Statistically, he didn't have a monster season. Averaged 17.2 points per game, actually below his career average, but it was the playoffs where he really shined. He averaged 16.5 points per game. But in the NBA Finals, where he was the second best player on a world championship team, he averaged 18.3 points and a staggering 8.8 rebounds, in addition to that incredible defense that secured the Warriors their fourth world championship in 8 years, and expect more great things in a contract season.
The Oklahoma City Thunder are loaded with prospects and picks and a ton of them for years to come. But you could argue number 43 on the list is the most valuable piece on the roster currently. He's developed into a monster scorer, topping out at 24 points per game last season. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander hopes to bring the Thunder back to winning pretty soon.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander should be at least in the top 40 players of the Bet Online top 50 players list, even over the names of Jamal Murray or Domantas Sabonis or even De'Aaron Fox. I'm Ryland Stiles, host of the Lockdown Thunder podcast, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is clearly one of the most valuable players in the NBA. While he's not going to be one of the best players in the league this season, he's not going to be confused for Luka or Giannis. In terms of just straight up value, especially when you discuss odds makings and when you discuss spread and betters, there's nobody more valuable than SGA. While the Thunder have improved their team, adding two lottery picks who will compete this year in Jalen Williams and Usman Jang, when they've improved their team, whenever you factor in a step forward for Trey Mann and Josh Giddey, this team still goes as SGA does. And the difference in having SGA on the floor is massive. He can drag you to improbable wins. He can drag you to 15-point comebacks over the Lakers. He is simply him, as he told you after that buzzer beater against LA.
The Oklahoma City have prospects and picks for years to come, but you could argue that number 43 on our list is the most valuable piece currently on their roster. He's developed into a complete monster, scoring out over 24 points per game last season, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander hopes to bring the Thunder back to winning soon.
Jamal Murray's impact on winning is not reflected in the BetOnline top 50 NBA players list. I'm Matt Moore from Locked On Nuggets, and Jamal Murray is ranked extremely low on this top 50 players list, coming in all the way down at 42. Now, Murray's missed the last season because of an knee injury, and obviously that's got to impact things, and he should slide. No argument there. But having him below two Sacramento Kings, and De'Aaron Fox and Domantas Sabonis is pretty brutal. He's also below players like LaMelo Ball. And on the surface, yeah, you'd say like, oh, but LaMelo does all these statistical things, and look at all the passes and the LaMelo Ball doesn't win basketball games. Jamal Murray wins not only basketball games, but big time basketball games. With Murray in the lineup since 2018-19, the Nuggets have won 62% of their games. They've also gone 50% against the spread in those games. And that's not a great number, but when you consider the fact that Denver is consistently one of the most bet on teams by sharp bettors, always impacting their closing line, that has to factor in. We saw last season the struggles of the Nuggets offensively without Murray, as Jokic had to hold up the entire offense by himself. And that's the real key here, is that if you're evaluating value, it does need to be put into the context of the team. And when you put Murray next to Jokic and give him a ball handler that can create off the dribble, that can attack and pick and roll and create that two-man game between Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic, they have been one of the best teams in the NBA, point differential, winning percentage, whatever you want to call it, over the last 4 years. They've consistently won big games, regular season games, playoff games. Jamal Murray should be higher on BetOnline's top 50 NBA players list.
We started today's part of BetOnline's top 50 with a player that was traded at last year's deadline. We're going to finish with the player that he was traded for, a two-time All-Star who's going for his fourth straight season, averaging a double-double, Domantas Sabonis of the Sacramento Kings.
Domantas Sabonis is number 41 on BetOnline's NBA top 50 list, just a couple spots behind his partner in Sacramento and De'Aaron Fox, which I think is fitting. Hi, I'm Matt George, host of the Locked On Kings podcast. Focusing just on Domantas Sabonis, though, when it comes to half-court offense, it is going to run pretty much exclusively through Sabonis. He puts up numbers that are second only to Nikola Jokic as a big man in the NBA, and as a facilitator, the Kings are going to lean heavily upon him, so he is going to be extremely impactful for every single Sacramento Kings game. If he's not out there, the Kings half-court offense will significantly suffer. Only issue that I have is him being behind Jaren Jackson Jr. I think Domantas Sabonis is significantly more important to the Sacramento Kings than Jackson Jr. is to the Memphis Grizzlies. Not necessarily an argument of one being better than the other, but this is a conversation of importance. So I would have him higher than Jaren Jackson Jr. on this list, but I'm okay with him and Fox being so close together.
That's already a ton of talent here on the list, and we are just getting started. Tune in tomorrow to see which of your favorite players crack the Locked On NBA Top 50 Most Valuable Players list, according to BetOnline. where the game starts. Follow your favorite Locked On NBA show to get more analysis of our top 50 list. Locked On, your team every day.